What do explorers, a former newspaper editor, and a Minnesota insurance salesman have in common? They all wanted to be the first to reach the North Pole. I'm Kat Long, science editor at Mental Floss and the host of The Quest for the North Pole, a new podcast launching January 15th about our insatiable desire to explore the mysteries of the Arctic and stand at the top of the world. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Listen to The Quest for the North Pole every Friday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Robert Evans, host of Behind the Bastards, and if you're like me, you're probably worried right now, in part because of the fascist insurrection on January 6th in Washington, D.C. But what if I were to tell you that what happened in D.C. was just the latest in more than a century of fascist attempts to take over democratic governments, many of them successful? Learn about the history of these insurrections and the history of anti-fascist actions attempting to stop them when you listen to Behind the Insurrections on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Serious Rap Shit is a production of iHeartRadio.
Me and my friend take this rap shit serious.
We are back in the building. Another episode.
1, 2, 3 in the place to be.
Yeah, all that shit. All that old school shit. Yeah. We've been promising that we were going to come in and just like freestyle all like old school rap routines.
Yeah.
But we never did it.
No, listen, man, I might be coming. Never know.
Listen, that's my favorite shit. Like the old school shit.
Yeah, the old, like call shit. And response joint.
Yeah, shit. Yo.
Everybody, somebody, scream.
Busy B shit.
Yeah.
Like, you can ask Liz. I'd be really in the crib just like playing Busy B.
Watch old Busy B shit. Yeah.
But yeah, we are back. Another episode of Serious Rap Shit. I'm John, your host.
I'm Josh, your other host.
And yeah, we are rocking in the motherfucking free world. How you been, Josh?
I'm going to keep getting you with that shit. I'm chilling, baby. Just living out here, just trying to live.
Yeah, yeah. We about to hit this weekend, you know.
Yeah.
It's on and popping.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was watching, I had never seen this film before, but I was watching the film Hereditary.
Yeah.
Have you seen this shit?
Yeah, I've seen it. That shit is, it's creepy as fuck.
It's really wild and fucking creepy. So like super spoilers ahead, you know. Throw your
for the year and change old movie.
Right, it's old ass movie. Yes. Motherfuckers. Shout out the niggas to be like,
John don't watch movies?
No. No. Like when a movie's like, you know, 4 months old and people are on social media like, yo, no spoilers, yo.
Yeah.
Nigga, that shit,
you
is
get on, a weekend, dog.
It's,
like,
it's, that shit is on Blu-ray now. Like,
yeah.
You took so long to watch it. I was watching, so yeah, spoilers ahead, the movie Hereditary. From what I gathered, I was kind of in and out watching it, but it was fucked up. There's a family, their family has deep ties to the occult, and the little sister, who's a preteen, she's probably like, not preteen, she's probably like
10, like, yeah,
11.
I'm never good at that shit, like picking a kid's age, looking at him, like, I don't know, 15, I don't fucking know.
I would be the worst person at like a bar or working at a counter at the poppy store. Kids would come in and buy cigarettes off of me all the time if I did that job. I don't know how old your kids are.
Nah, I'm not good at that shit, dog.
Yeah, like, I'm thinking she might have been a preteen because the mom pressured the son. The son's clearly like a junior or senior in high school. And she pressured him to take her to one of his like high school parties.
Yeah.
So maybe she just looked mad young.
Yeah.
Long story short, she ends up getting decapitated.
Dog, that shit freaked me out.
It was horrendous.
I was like, because I was like kind of doing, like I was kind of in and out on my phone watching shit. Because, you know, like my fucking social media and like technology have shortened my attention span to zero.
So much.
I'm like on my phone watching the movie on my phone. And then that shit happened. I was like, oh, wait the fuck up. And I had to rewind it.
Yeah, like, wait, hold up. What just happened?
Yeah, I had no idea what was going on.
She ends up getting decapitated. It's the son's fault.
Yeah.
He was driving in a car and she stuck her head out the the window because she was having an allergic reaction to something she ate at the party.
Yeah, chocolate or something? I think it was chocolate.
Yeah, or it might have had nuts in it or something.
Yeah, that's what it is. It was a nut allergy.
So, yeah, she got her head lopped off, and it just, she meets like a medium, psychic medium who puts her back in contact with the kid. It's a whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
But it boils down to there's a spirit, Paimon,
yeah,
who's like one of the lords of like the eight realms of hell or some shit.
Yeah, something like that.
And the family, her mom, like the main character, the mom of the young lady who died, she finds out that her mother had some occult ties.
Yeah.
It turns out that the cult had been watching her and kind of like recruiting her family to input the spirit of this demon into her son.
Yeah.
And the fucking thing, it ends with like the creepiest, most tense music ever. And the film ends, they're in like a treehouse. Right. They're in like a fucking treehouse, and the spirit inhabits the sun.
Yeah.
And the entire cult is there.
Yeah.
They're all nude and kneeling. Mom got possessed and sewed her own head off with like a piano wire or some shit.
Dude, it's a fucking unsettling ass movie.
It's a horrendous movie. It's a horrendous movie. But it made me think of you, and it made me think of cults. And, you know, we've had the conspiracy theory episodes on Serious Rap Shit that kind of have some overlap with occult stuff. And I was curious, if you had to choose a cult to join, what cult would you join?
Scientology. You see how successful motherfuckers is in Scientology?
Scientology, you know,
Will Smith like the biggest actor in the world, dog, and like,
yeah, Tom Cruise.
Listen,
Beck.
Scientology. Yeah, yeah, dog, fuck that.
I just heard Beck left Scientology, though, like this week that we're recording.
You know, he's an aggressive personality, you know what I mean? We got to put him out, you know what I mean?
That's the thing with them.
Something like that. He's like aggressive personality, some shit like that. It's like, or negative personality. It's like people who like detract from or leave the cult.
You're like marked as like an enemy of the religion. Wow. Yeah.
No, but definitely, dog. All right, for people who don't know what Scientology is, watch Going Clear. It ain't my job to explain shit to you, motherfucker. No,
Going Clear is a documentary.
Yeah, documentary about it. About an ex-member or several ex-members.
Yeah.
Essentially, like, we as humans have evil spirits inside of us called thetans.
We do.
And we need to have these thetans removed from us. And you do that when you do these, like, what they call, like, reading or whatever, where you hold, like, these two metal, like, grips or whatever. And, like, you get, like, you tell what's going on in your life, and that expels, like, the thetans out of you or like that. Right. It was like, you know, the world was like, you know, 38 billion years ago, whatever the fuck it is. The world was like inhabited by these demons. And Xenu came down and threw all the spirits into a volcano, or all these people into a volcano or something.
Xenu, the intergalactic warlord?
Yes, the intergalactic warlord Xenu. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Shout out to Xenu.
Yeah. Yeah. Throwing niggas in the world volcano.
Yes.
Wow.
It's important.
Yeah.
And then, like, that volcano exploded and all the evil spirits came out of it and inhabited all the human bodies.
Duh.
So, like, basically, go watch Battlefield Earth. That's a documentary. It's not a movie.
Yeah, yeah. Earth, like, Scientology?
Yes, it's Scientology. Like, it's John Travolta's, like, dream project.
Whoa. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Because Travolta's, of course,
he's a Scientologist.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I just want, like, I mean, like, a lot of motherfucking successful people got it. I'm like, you know, you look at a lot of these cults, like, you know, the Church of Life shit, all that kind of shit. A lot of that shit is like, you know, drink Kool-Aid, kill yourself.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
Scientology ain't telling you to kill yourself. Just, you know, just trying to have you get out there and get your money. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to give it all back to them, but, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. You could skate off a little to the side.
I was going
to
say, do you think we could do, like, how G Money was doing in New Jack City? He was making, like, a side deal.
Yeah.
Like, we could join Scientology, G off, become super famous. famous and rich, yeah. But then we're also like skimming a little money from the side.
I think we can do it.
Jesus.
I think we can do it. You just got to be able to, listen, man, I lied a long time. I lied to my mom about a lot of stuff, dog. I definitely think I can lie. Listen, though, you know, you sell, you know, it's kind of hard to be like, yeah, mom, I got these Jordans because I was out here wilding. You know what I mean?
I was out here on the block. Mom.
Yeah, you got to be like, yo, I got a job, a real one.
Yeah, yeah. Holy moly.
I'm sure my minimum wage is going to be paying for some fresh, so I have every pair of Air Force Ones with every strap. Like, right. You know what I mean?
Yo.
But I think I could lie to like the dudes who's doing my readings.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know,
I don't think like, I mean, because Scientology's got to be like 90% white.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think white folks know.
I think it's like Will Smith.
Dougie Fresh. Yo, so Scientology was created by L. Ron Hubbard, right?
Yes, L. Ron Hubbard. He was a science fiction writer. A really bad one. excuse me.
It wasn't like H.P. Lovecraft or
anything. Nah, I don't even go back that far. It goes back to like the 70s.
Jesus.
Like, I really think like passing off a religion after like 8 BC, after like 8 AD, like it's hard to like form a religion after that.
Can't handle no new religion. Like,
nah.
Listen, can't handle new, like. Yeah, you can't handle new religion out here and expect us to like really take it seriously.
Nah, dog, if you start a religion after the internet age, like, nah. You might as well forget it.
It's not happening.
You know what I mean? If I could Google search some shit just to prove you wrong, like, yeah. That's not going to work.
Nah. Your prophet, there's like pictures of him. He's on video talking shit. Nah. I really wonder.
They guaranteed that we would never have to really work a day in our lives again.
Right. You do it.
I'll do it
in
right
a
now.
Heartbeat. Yeah. You're so sincere.
Right on Ray Street. Right at like
in Philly.
11th and Ray Street in Philly. There's the Scientology building. I will go right there, get my thesis checked today if that was a guarantee.
I'm just picturing me, you, Jada Pinkett, and like,
we could do a round. We could do one on Red Table Jones.
Ooh. And then like break down how, yeah, you know, we was out here in the streets wilding out and doing all kind of bullshit.
Saved our lives.
Saved our motherfucking lives. Now we give our lives to the Church of Scientology.
Yeah.
Jesus. I always think about in any scenario, thinking about cults, you know, of course there was like the Jim Jones cult. You know, where like so much of his flock or congregation was like black folks.
Yeah.
I always be like thinking about black folks that are like tied up in that shit. How you get tied up in that shit?
I think a lot of that shit like comes from prosperity preaching. Like,
oh, yeah.
So you get like a lot of black folks, a lot of poor white folks. You get people who really need, like, they need, like, when you, I think that's what's one of the craziest things about like Scientology. Scientology be roping in people that's like already got bread.
Already doing it. Yeah. So
I think like with those kind of things, like the Jim Jones shit, it's kind of believable. Like you go like, not believable, but it's understandable when people like, oh, I'm going to, you know, we're going to bring upon a new utopia, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. When you, you black and you getting, discriminated against, and like there's all these systems of white supremacy set up for you to like fail.
Yeah.
Like, you get told like, oh no, I'm gonna bring about a new utopia, blah blah blah. It's easy to go like, well, if that's for real, like I'm about to be
like,
on
we
that.
We need something like that, yeah.
And you gain more and more followers and shit like that. That shit looks bigger and better, like, right. You know what I mean?
I saw, I think it was Vox did a video. It was like cults explained, and they talked about how in the era, like the Jim Jones era, in the 70s, like following like the idealism and like utopianism of the 60s, you had like the civil rights movement, the anti-war movement, the women's movement. Folks really did change the world and were really expecting even more change to come about.
Yeah.
And people were vulnerable. You know what I mean? Americans, I'm of the opinion that Americans struggle with like class consciousness.
Yeah.
Like working class Americans struggle to identify like the 1% as its like class enemy. You know what I mean? I think that like, say, Europeans, for example, or people in the quote unquote third world or global south are a lot clearer about who their enemies are, why society is constituted the way that it is. But Americans struggle with that shit. So it makes perfect sense that we latch on to stuff like Jim Jones and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, you can see why. It's the same reason why, like, prosperity preaching is a thing that, like, works. Because if you tell people, like, well, if you do this, you can move up. You can move up in a social class that, I mean, generally in America, like, moving up your, like, own economic class from, like, where your parents were or some shit like that, like, it's almost impossible.
It's getting more difficult.
It's getting worse. Yeah, you know what I mean? So to think that, like, oh, I can move up is social status, or, you know, this you know, somebody's gonna cure all my financial ills, like, if I just do this one thing, or I do this, like,
if I pray the right way, or, you know, submit to this higher authority.
It makes sense. It makes sense why people would fall for that.
Yeah,
definitely. What, you know, like, I was quick with my answer. What cult would you join?
I don't even know how to pronounce this shit, but
Nexium.
Nexium, yeah. But part of me is like, were they on some, like, weird shit? I know they were, like, it was like a sex cult, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like I read Sex Cult and I was just like, yeah, let's go.
I'll be out with that.
Let's fucking do it.
I'll be down with that.
Nexium was apparently a sex cult, but also like a multi-level marketing scam.
Yeah, like the ball hooked in with like some like well-to-do like sisters, I think it was.
Yeah.
They were like heirs to like White Owl's fortune or some shit like that. Like,
I thought you said White Owl's like the Dutch.
Hey, look, maybe them. I don't know.
I was like, man, you know, niggas used to smoke them shits back in the day.
You know, they out now. They still got them joints out now. They got them like all the different flavors
and
shit.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
but yeah, it kind of like started with them, like he hooked in with them, and then like he was using like they people's money to prop up more shit. And yeah, it became like it was like a Ponzi scheme / sex cult.
God damn.
Yeah.
It's kind of the best of both worlds though, if you think about it.
Hey, listen, man.
Like, you beating cheeks.
Yeah,
and like,
and G'ing off.
Yeah, you cash your checks. Jesus.
You know, but yeah, there was like the John from like Smallville or something.
Allison Mack.
Yeah.
Who's a cutie?
I don't know what she looks like.
Yeah, she's a cute joint.
Yeah.
God damn. She was like roping niggas in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she was getting chicks and then bringing dudes in to put the money up and then like getting chicks in to come into the, like the sexual slavery aspect.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah, she got like,
yeah,
she got football numbers.
Yeah, I don't mean to make light of like sex trafficking. That's just so fucked up.
No, but I see what you're saying.
It's just insane to me, like, oh yeah, like why can't we get like a consensual voluntary sex cult?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I guess the cult aspect of it implies that it's like without consent.
I think that's just swingers clubs.
Yeah.
I think that's just swingers clubs.
You know we got swingers clubs here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would know.
I've never been to a swingers club.
Because you're savvy. Like, you're like a knowledgeable guy. Like,
okay, yeah, no, I've never been to a swingers club. I mean, someone want to bring me.
Yeah. I didn't know. Jesus.
The only thing with swingers club, right, is I probably would have to see some dude's balls or something. Like, and I just don't want to see that.
There's definitely going to be balls dangling.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like, everything I've seen from, like, real sex on HBO.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, swingers clubs and, like, nudist colonies and shit like that. No places I ever want to go.
Right,
it's
right.
A bunch of older people. Like, it's never nobody like, yo, I'm like 20 and I want to be a nudist.
I don't want to deviate too far from what we're talking about. But we are kind of riffing here.
Yeah.
I want to go to one of the like, fuck, what is it called? I can't think of the name of the party, but it's like a kink party they have here.
Oh, okay. I thought you was talking about like the Jones in Jamaica.
Like hedonism?
Hedonism or something, yeah.
Nah, I want to go to the joint in Philly.
Hedonism's
like,
probably like all old people too. Bald hair looking at. I don't want to look at that, man.
I'm going to edit this out. Why my man? Went to hedonism years ago, right? And he came back. We was all in the barbershop. He was telling us about it. He was like, yo. He was like, yeah, how was it? Yo, you was down there, blah, blah, blah. He's like, man, that shit was wild. It was like ass, titties everywhere. It was crazy. He said, one night, this older white guy rolled up on him. He had his wife with him. And he said, he was like, yo, man, you know, you like my wife. They was like buying him drinks and shit. Yeah. He's like, yo, you like my wife or whatever. And Pops is like looking her up and down. She's like an older lady.
Yeah, yeah.
She like a brick house. You know what I'm saying? And he said, he was like, yeah, you know, trying to be like
polite.
Polite and respectful.
Yeah.
Right? Because he don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, exactly.
So he said this dude.
That's how horror movies start. Right. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's how you end up in like Get Out Part 2.
Yeah, exactly.
So he said that he was like, yeah, you know, she's like a nice, attractive lady. And he looked at him. He was like, you want to fuck my wife, yo? And he was like, nah, yo, like, what you mean? And he was like, no, it's cool. Like, how they doing the movie? He's like, no, it's okay.
You know,
we get down like that. And he said that homeboy, I can't think of the dollar amount that he was willing to pay. But
hey, man, you there's, know.
There's more to it. So,
this is, okay. Let the story finish.
Just jumping right in, both feet. So,
that's how you get roped into the multi level marketing schemes.
That's how you get a Five Lakes and a fucking sex cult. Said that homeboy basically wanted him to slam bam his wife, but he wanted to be off in the corner. Just watching and jagging off.
Like, and all right, can you be out of my line of sight?
That dude's not going to stay out of your line of sight. He wants you to see that.
No, then I don't want to do that. Nah, if you want to hide in the closet or something, like the shit from Rick and Morty.
Wait, what from Rick and Morty?
The dad's parents was into that. Like, they showed up to Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, 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 and they came with homeboy. Yeah, I remember that.
And the dad likes to dress up like Superman and beat off in the closet. Like,
holy fuck. Why Superman, though?
This is not a kink-shaming podcast.
We are not kink-shaming.
No, whatsoever. Whatever you need to do. Listen, I don't know if I could do. Honestly, I don't think I could.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you know, sometimes money's tight, dog. Like, listen, you know, we just poor podcasters out here.
I done did some shit for money where I was like, damn. Like, later I was like, damn, I wouldn't have done that. If I had that amount of money that person gave me in my pocket at that moment, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But it's just, it happens. So, yeah, but long story short, did not slam bam this old white lady in Jamaica. he respectfully declined.
Listen, shout out to your mans.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
What do explorers, an army officer, and a Minnesota insurance salesman have in common? They all wanted to be the first to reach the North Pole, but only one of them made it. I'm Kat Long, science editor at Mental Floss and host of the new podcast, The Quest for the North Pole, which dives into the centuries-long race to explore the Arctic, find the Northwest Passage, and conquer the top of the world. With a cast of daring adventurers and some pretty determined amateurs, the race to the pole reveals the human desire to solve mysteries of geography and the soul. We'll look at the important Arctic expeditions that filled the blank spaces on the map and recognize how indigenous people made them successful. We'll examine what pushed explorers to venture ever farther into the unknown and uncharted, and how the climate crisis is changing the Arctic today. Listen to The Quest for the North Pole every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I don't know, Doug. That's what he told you he declined.
That's another fucking thing.
He put that shit out there to see what y'all reaction would be.
Uh-huh.
And if y'all was like, yo, man, why you ain't doing
it?
He'd be like, I did. Yeah.
But no, you know.
When you was like aghast and shit, clutching right. y'all pearls and shit. He was like, yeah, but no, I turned him down. Like, yeah. I wouldn't do that.
I didn't do that shit. Don't tell my mom. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Yo, Nexium is how you pronounce it?
I think so, yeah. Nexium, something like that.
Say this shit. Yeah, Maybe not. I don't know of any cults that I would really willingly join outside of Scientology.
Yeah, I tell you, Scientology is such a exactly.
There's no freaky shit. Because like when we were younger, remember like the Heaven's Gate cult, the Hellbot cult. Now you know niggas was wearing like Fresh Airs.
They had the Nike Tech suit,
yeah, the sweatsuits on and shit. You know what I mean? They look like them niggas, Jabberwockies. Like the niggas, niggas would be dancing at the NBA. They were dressed up like the Jabberwockies, and they were waiting for the Hellbop
comet.
Didn't the Hellbop comet just come back?
I think so.
Fuck, we are old, dog.
Yeah. And yeah, if you live through like two comet passings, you old.
You ain't gonna live through a third.
No.
You old as hell.
Yeah. There was a UFO on the tail of the Hellbop comet.
Yeah, that was the mythology.
Yeah.
And the UFO, they were going to kill themselves as the Hellbop comet passed over the Earth.
So their spirits could fly
spirits
up to the...
Yeah. Alley-oop onto the back of the fucking UFO asteroid trail.
Yeah, I don't know if I could... I don't know if someone came to me and was like, so listen, there's a UFO on the tail of the Hellbop comet.
I'm listening.
We going back. That's going to take us back to where we all come from.
Uh-huh.
And all you got to do is, you get to wear a fresh Nike tech suit, like get some fresh Air Force Ones.
Come on.
Oh, then, you know, you got to cut your dick off, though, too.
Yeah. Well, did they have to do female genital mutilation?
I don't think so. I never heard that. But then again, maybe, you know, they kept that from the public.
Yeah. Fuck. I promise you their leader didn't do that shit.
Nah, fuck that.
He like waited. He was like, all right, yo, y'all go cut your dick. Bro, you cut your dick off?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to wait. All right, nah, I ain't going to do it.
Nah.
It's in no fucking way.
Nah, I'm good. I'm not cutting. As soon as you get to like, yo, you got to cut your gator, I'm like, oh, well, you don't need it when we get on the air. But like, all right, but what if.
I want it.
Yeah, like, what if that suicide doesn't work and I survive?
Come on.
And now I'm living, but I ain't going to get.
You could say, oh, man, dude, you don't need your dick when you're flying through the
cosmos,
stars and the cosmos onto the other side of the universe. Yes, that is true. I also don't need my dick when I go to work, but I want it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I'm more like, I'm going to wait on, as soon as you hit that shit, I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm going to just wait on the mothership that Parliament was talking about. I'm going to just wait on that mothership. Because Parliament ain't never tell me to cut my gat off.
Hell no. They tell you pull your dick out.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, exactly.
Yo.
It's the dog in you. You know what I mean?
I saw you going there with the Parliament shit. It was turning in my brain in slow motion.
I get to hang out with Booty. Like,
listen.
I think I'm going to wait on that mothership.
Yeah.
You can keep the Haley Bot one.
Yeah, not the weird people in sweatsuits.
No, UFO. I can't do that one, dog.
The sexless.
Yes.
Nah.
They're like, oh, you don't need it. I mean, I guess they flip it with like, yo, you ever see a gray alien with a gat? No.
With his dick out.
Yeah, like gay alien. Like the gray alien ain't never got his dick out. that?
Oh, man, you'd be up in heaven. Look like a fucking Ken doll.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Can't do it, dog.
Nah, y'all got to chill the fuck out. Just do suicide, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like, even the Unsullied still, like, they still had the urge.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
That ain't going to go nowhere.
No, you still going to have the urge. You just not, you know, you listen, your tongue game going to have to be, like, on a bean.
Brolic.
Your finger, you're going to have to do the finger push-ups because your finger's going to have to be, like, crazy with it. You know what I mean? Although, you know what? We do live in an age where they got all types of the strap on. So, I mean, you really need to
just throw the strap.
Yeah, you buy. They got alien tongue strap ons. I mean, I'm not saying I've seen the advertisements for it on other people's shit. I'm not like, I got none. But I'm just saying, you get all types of different joints.
I see what, since we going there, I see what the shit was like. It was like King Koopa dick.
Yeah. Dog, they got ones that's like a octopus tentacle, like.
Oh, like the animations?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean.
This world is awful that we live in.
So, if you do survive, like any of them Heaven Gate survivors out there, anybody who survived.
Yeah.
Just know, you living in an age where you can get that, you know, taken care of.
Anybody who's listening.
And yeah. If you are listening and you survived Heaven's Gate.
Did anybody survive that shit? I thought they all died.
There is a dude out there who like runs their website, because their website is like still up and running.
Whoa.
And he was like, he had to stay behind
to run the
website.
Everybody dies except for the webmaster.
Yeah, the webmaster got to stay around.
Everybody but the dude who knows how to work WordPress.
Because you're the only one who did. Like,
holy moly.
Yeah.
Yo.
If you got, you know how to run the operating system, like, you can't die.
It's all good. God damn. That's so weird.
Listen, man, sometimes Mr. Robot got to stay around to make sure, you know what I mean? But, like, I know this was up until a few years ago. I don't know if this is still current today.
Right.
You could go to their website and, like, send him questions and he would answer them.
Holy shit. So, hey, where y'all get them Nikes from?
Yeah. Like, did y'all buy that in bulk?
Yeah. Where you get them sweatsuits from?
Like, y'all ordered that shit off the Nike website?
Oh, man.
Because the sneakers app sucks. So, did you get that straight from the website?
Yo.
Like, see, now, if you try to do that shit, you try to order it off the website would crash. Y'all wouldn't be able to do y'all mass suicide. It.
Absolutely.
Because if we ain't all wearing the same thing, there ain't no reason.
We got to start a cult. Just niggas just wear Tims.
Yeah.
You wear Tims.
I've been in that cult since, like, you know, 92.
I was going to say 93. The Timberland cult.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo. Just got to have Tims. Everybody keep their dicks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just rock out.
Yeah,
maybe it's a gang as opposed to
something
a
like
cult.
That. Yeah, you call a cult, I call it a gang. You know what I mean? We all wear the same color.
Yeah, roam around, beat niggas up.
Yeah,
remember? Do you remember? Jesus, do you remember when we were kids? When niggas would just get on the subway and just like jump people.
Yeah,
it's so crazy to me because kids do that now.
Yes, yeah.
And people are so
flash mobs.
Yeah, people are so outraged. Like, oh man, these kids, they getting worse. They wilding out. I'm like, literally, kids used to do that.
Yeah, kids would like hang by the above bar and like swing kick you in the grill.
Right, like, right.
Yeah, like that's not, you know what I mean? That's not new.
My man, Mark, shout out to Mark. He's like, he was a little dude when we were in high school. He said that he was on the train and these like big senior niggas got on and they were just like roaming like a pack looking for somebody to wash.
Yeah.
And they rolled up on this other big dude. Like, they, to their credit, they didn't pick on like a little dude.
Yeah.
He's probably like nervous as hell. Like, oh man, these dudes gonna like fuck me up. And he said they walked up on a dude and he said the one boy swung on boy to like, you know, blow his fucking head off.
Yeah.
And homeboy slipped it and he hit like the plexiglass shit that they have on the subway and cracked it.
Oh,
with his fist.
Oh, that's like my man's skull might have been like, it would have been one of them comic book Jones where his hand would have like went through his
right.
face.
Yeah, yo. So, yeah, that's definitely still a fucking thing.
Yeah. Flash mobs is not something new, dog.
Nah.
We just called it rolling on a motherfucker.
Just rolling somebody.
Like, yeah, we rolling on him after school.
Strolled on,
yeah.
Yo, I remember this kid. It's fucked up. It's so fucked up. This kid, I can't think of his fucking name, but he was in one of my classes in eighth grade.
Uh-huh.
His sister had got into some shit, and some niggas came up to school to like wash his sister and him.
Ugh.
Fam, they was beating his sister down. They was beating him down. My man was under the school bus, and they was like reaching their legs under the school bus, like trying to kick him and stomp him out. I was like, yo.
Seen that, like, at Broad, Bridget Pratt. Like, in Philly, it's a big bus terminal area.
Yeah.
And, like, if you coming from, like, the Northeast to go, like, from school and shit like that, you go drive down there, catch a bunch of other buses.
Into the city more. And at 3 o'clock, it's like a mass.
Yeah, it's
tens of thousands.
Yeah,
of kids.
There's like five or six schools all up in that area, from high schools that are not including like the 20 middle schools that's up there. That all these kids are coming into one area to
same
congregate.
Time, it's
dog
chaos.
I've seen shit where motherfuckers get off the bus and people that called they folks from down the way, mm-hmm. and everybody just waiting at Bridget Pratt for that bus to come.
Yeah.
Ooh, I just
see on the 23.
Yeah. I see dudes get rolled up under the damn bus. Man. Like, they do that shit for safety. Like, yo, crazy.
Remember the dudes? I can't think of what bus that was, but homegirl got into a fight on the bus and she called her people. This is like a few years ago. And they had the security footage. Jesus. And these guys rolled up and they had like the choppers on.
Shooting
up the bus. It's like people, kids in there.
Yeah, I seen that shit.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's wild, dog. Like that whole thing of like, oh, these kids is out of control nowadays.
Yeah. It's definitely not a nowadays thing.
No, it's people who look back on their past and try to forget like that shit kind of happened.
And I imagine that the 80s was even wilder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the 90s was wild. You know, especially in Philly in 1990, Philadelphia had 500 homicides, I want to say.
Yeah, we were like fucking we were homicide kings and shit like that.
Like of the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because nowhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, nowhere else does it like America does.
Nah.
You know what I mean? America inner cities. But yeah, it's crazy because I picture, because violent crime has been on the decline since the 70s. I imagine it was like wildest shit in the 80s. Like we were kids, you know, we were around, but we didn't see.
Nah, yeah, we were too young to get like actual ideas and shit. Like,
yeah,
you know,
like
what I mean?
What's going on?
Honestly, I have mostly like still picture memories of the 80s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
it ain't like the full movie.
Nah. Yeah. Nah, not at all.
Yeah, it's interesting thinking about that shit and thinking about just how violent cities are and have been for so long. But when you're little, like you don't really, unless you like see like all the real ill shit that I saw when I was a kid is like right there. When we were older, you and I are the same age, grew up together. When we were like out clubbing in like the early 2000s, the murder rate spiked up again.
Yeah.
Like it's spiking up now.
Yeah. Summertimes, though. Summertimes is the worst when we was kids.
Right. I'd imagine that I know for me, I was much more conscious of it being like danger, you know, in the air. When we were in our early 20s.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that was also the time when we were trying to get into clubs with burners on us and shit like that, too. So.
Not me.
Me. So I was
like, oh, my friends have guns. I don't need a gun.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I remember, like, leaving out of spots being like, all right, let me cock my shit.
Yeah.
Or just going into a spot like, yo, let me cock my shit. Because, you know the security at certain spots. You know you was getting in with your shit. Which also meant that other motherfuckers who knew the security was getting in with their shit.
Right.
So I always was like, you know, I made sure one was in the pipe if I was going somewhere like that.
Yeah. You never fucking know.
Yeah, no. And that was a legit thing. Like, yo, summertime. I mean, it still is. Like, you know, summertime come around. But part of it is motherfuckers outside. Like, when in the winter, not as many people outside.
Yeah.
So, you know. I remember there was that party up in West Philly. They shot up not too long. You know, it's a few years back now.
Mm-hmm.
But they shot that party up, killed like 30 motherfuckers and shit.
Oh, shit. Wait, what?
Yeah.
In West Philly?
In West Philly, yeah.
Fuck, what?
Yeah. I forget
killed
what year
or
it was.
Hit?
Maybe it may have been a hit, but it was definitely a shit ton of motherfuckers.
Wow.
Like, it was crazy. It was one of those weekends where it was like, yo, 30 people got killed on a weekend and shit.
Yeah. Fuck so, that, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. So that whole idea that, like, oh no, your kids is out of control now. Nah. Just more access to guns, more access to all types of shit.
Yeah. I think also
we see it more because of social media. Like,
read my mind.
Yeah, exactly. Like, your social media, shit like that, 24-hour news cycle, like, those things happen. You see it a lot more. You missed the local news when we was kids. You ain't know about shit.
No. So, yeah, it wasn't in your feed, you know, 24 hours later.
Yeah, newspapers is dead. So, like, newspapers on your phone. Twitter going to tell you what the news is.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? You got
almost bought a newspaper today.
Really?
Just for, like, nostalgia.
I ain't buying no fucking newspaper. It's just like $4 for a goddamn 65-cent paper.
Yeah, like, they're like dumb expensive now.
Yeah.
I legit think
like the regular like Philadelphia Inquirer is like $2 or something like
that.
Like that wasn't I remember when the Sunday edition was like 75 cents and that was the big thick joint with the coupons
husky
in it.
Joint, yo. Yeah. Them shits, my mom used to come in the crib with them Jones on a Sunday. It was like a phone book.
Yeah. Because that shit had all the coupons for the weekend.
I was going to say, she looking through coupons and shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, nah. So, you know what? One cult I will say I definitely would never join. Nas is the GOAT cult.
Nas is the GOAT cult.
Yeah.
You would not join.
Yeah. I would not join that cult.
Explain.
Because he ain't the GOAT.
Who is?
Nobody's the GOAT.
Then
that code exists online, especially with like dudes who still wear backpacks in 2019.
Yo, shout out to niggas in the Bronx. There'd be no disrespect. Niggas in the Bronx, we having like the 8X Avarexes on and shit.
Time moves slow in certain areas, dog. Like,
I don't understand. Nas is a goat. You know, I do agree that there's no
goat.
There's no singular goat.
Yeah. Now I avoid that. Anybody is a goat cult, like that whole ideology I avoid.
Yeah, nobody's like Big Daddy Kane. In context, in his prime, nobody's better than Big Daddy Kane was in his prime. But you wouldn't necessarily say Big Daddy Kane's like my favorite.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't necessarily say he's the greatest.
Yeah.
Like nobody's greater than like Hove. At Hove's peak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's just dudes who get to their peak and are great. Like, you know what I mean? And then there's dudes who were never in, like, I don't want to say never had a peak because I don't want to insult anybody, but, like, those casters just never were like that.
Yeah.
And they're fucking, you know, they are amazing MCs. Yeah.
And never had the narrative behind them.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Nas with the whole mythology around Illmatic.
Yeah.
And then with his longevity through his career, and then the fact that he went head to head with Hove and beat Hove, Nas has all of those like intangible narrative things.
Yeah, absolutely.
That put him in the GOAT conversation. That's why
he also has one of the greatest radio rants ever.
Come on. He dissed the Roots.
Yeah. Go look up like Nas radio rant on Hot 97.
That
like,
shit is amazing. He said, Cam'ron, he said, you know, I love Cam, he's a good lyricist, but your album is trash. Like, that shit was amazing.
Yeah.
I think that I look at it a lot like sports.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody, you know, has like the narrative behind them and like the momentum of narrative.
Yeah.
That's who you give the MVP.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't necessarily, that's why the GOAT conversations are funny, because one, they're super subjective.
Absolutely.
But then also you get people will name guys who are like, you know, super underground, who put out, you know, maybe like 5-12 inches between, you know, 97 and 2001. And it's like, oh, that dude's the GOAT.
Yeah.
How's that the greatest rapper? Like, how is that the greatest rapper over somebody like Hove, who has a narrative associated with him? Somebody like Nas. That shit, to me, impact and narrative is how I
yeah.
factor to shit. You gotta be able to rhyme. You gotta have like classic records and all of that. But I can't give. I listen to backpack shit all day. I can't give no nigga who, you know, I met at Footworks back in 98.
Yeah.
The GOAT over Hove or Nas. It,
my argument's always been with that shit. It's just like, you don't. Like, if your argument is, well, Jay-Z made commercial records, Nas ain't never do that, blah, blah, blah. First of all, Nas tried extremely hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's getting hit with it.
Yeah. I name you MCs that rhyme better, like, who technically are better at rhyming than Nas. Mm-hmm. But, like, they don't make good records like Nas yeah. makes good records. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a million dudes who are technically better yeah. than this so-and-so. It yeah. just, do they make a better record than that person?
All of that, like, super technical shit, you know.
That's not really our lane anyway. Yeah. Neither one of us are big fans of that kind
yeah.
of shit.
Yeah, I'm appreciative of people who can do it.
Yes, absolutely.
But that's where it ends.
Yeah.
It's not, you know. Like, Jay Electronica technically is a super simple MC.
Yeah.
But he also says, you know, life is like a dice game. One move, you could be, I don't know, in prison or blowing kisses in the rice rain.
Yeah.
Like, shit like that is, like, beyond clever. And it's like he spit, like, life shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, you can't replace that with technicality to me.
Nah, not at all.
It's like hearing a great like blues musician who, you know, may not be like the flashiest guitar player, but will play like two notes that like hit your spirit. You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Who is David Bowie? Well, that depends on who you ask or which record you play. To some, he's Ziggy Stardust. To others, the Thin White Duke. Or Major Tom. But who is David Bowie really? To answer that question, we'll have to go off the record. My name is Jordan Runtog, and I'm the host of Off the Record, a new music biography podcast from iHeartRadio. Off the Record goes beyond the songs and into the hearts and minds of rock's greatest legends. Every season profiles one classic artist, taking listeners on a wild ride through their extraordinary career. The first season examines the life, or rather lives, of David Bowie. Each episode of the 11-part audio event tells the story of one of his iconic personas. Together, these faces form an intimate portrait of one of the 20th century's most influential figures. So who was David Bowie? Tune in to Off the Record to find out. Listen and follow on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Robert Evans, host of Behind the Bastards, and It Could Happen Here. And boy, it does seem to be happening here. I'm going to guess most of the people listening to this are deeply concerned with what they saw happen in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. And I'm here to tell you it was a fascist insurrection, an attempt by fascists to take over our democracy. And it didn't happen in a historical vacuum. There have been numerous attempts, many of them successful, by fascist movements to take over democracies over the last century. In order to protect yourself, in order to protect your family and your very freedom, you need to understand this history and the history of the different anti-fascist movements that have fought, sometimes successfully, often unsuccessfully, to stop the same things from happening in their own countries. The knowledge of this history is important, and it's maybe the only thing that can save us. So, if you're as concerned as I am, listen to Behind the Insurrections on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, all of that like rapping fast and super technical shit, that's cool, but that's not like what I gauge
yeah.
what a dope
yeah,
MC
so there's
is.
Definitely no like cult of the GOAT. Like, there's none of that here. Like,
nah,
I mean,
I'm not.
I couldn't do it on any level. Like, you know what I mean? Because I could argue against anybody you put up. Like, you know what I mean? Much like I could argue, or anybody I put up, I can make a counter argument for anybody I put up.
Absolutely.
So, yeah there's no cult of the GOAT.
One day we're going to do, maybe.
Except for Jordan.
One day, we're going to score 100 in a game. One day we're going to do...
you know of.
what's the real shit? He might have did that shit at like one of his basketball camps.
Yeah.
Playing against like high schoolers.
Definitely.
I can see him doing that. We're going to do a proper top five one day. I, you know, we're like resistant to the whole top five thing because it's stupid. But we'll have like fun with it because I am genuinely interested. I think I could guess your five, but I'm genuinely interested.
You could.
You think so?
Yeah, I think you may be able to guess certain people.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think you get all five of them.
I think you would throw a curveball. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you like and be legit with my curveball, not like
not like a bullshit.
I'm throwing in, you know what I mean?
Rod Digger.
Yeah.
So for shout out to Rod Digger.
But for no reason. Like just to throw you off.
Right.
I think I could give you five and you might guess like three.
Yeah. Biggie might be my number one. He's definitely my favorite to listen to.
Word?
Yeah.
And guess what? Like, here's the thing. For people who, like, don't know, like, I've known, you know, me and you've known each other forever.
Yeah, yeah.
In high school, that Biggie would have never even, like, came out your mouth.
Nah. Not at all. The first thing, I'm a music writer. I write about music on the internet all day. The first thing that I wrote about rap on the internet was in 1997, and it was a top 20 list. Biggie was not on it. It was definitely like super backpack too. If I could find it, I would tweet it out just for like shits and giggles.
Yeah, it's definitely like that would be somebody I would ever expect from you.
Yeah, Biggie's one of the few, like any musician that dies young, I'm like my heart goes out to him, and I'm like, damn, you know, you were gone too soon. But Biggie's one of them people where like I'm legitimately sad that we don't have more of his verses.
Yeah.
He never had a bad verse. Not overly flashy technically, but like technically precise. A lot of presence on the mic, real clever with his like wordplay. He's a person that I listen to and I feel sad that there's not more of him in the world musically.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but yeah, one day we're gonna crack into a proper top five. Thank you for indulging me in the cult thing. You know what I mean? I wanted to like dig into that and talk about that.
Oh no, for sure. Listen, man, you know we talk about anything over here, baby.
Yeah.
We have encyclopedic knowledge of every topic in the world.
Where'd the glitter come from? Michael Jackson's socks. You know, we could tell you.
Listen, if I said it, we probably never be able to do it.
That'd be it.
Yeah, that'd be it.
But yeah, make sure you know you rock with us, Serious Rap Shit, everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, all over the place. Facebook, if you're my grandma. So yeah, we're going to be back really soon.
Peace.
Serious Rap Shit is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
What do explorers, a former newspaper editor, and a Minnesota insurance salesman have in common? They all wanted to be the first to reach the North Pole. I'm Kat Long, science editor at Mental Floss and the host of The Quest for the North Pole, a new podcast launching January 15th about our insatiable desire to explore the mysteries of the Arctic and stand at the top of the world. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Listen to The Quest for the North Pole every Friday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.